This is NPR.
Some New York State lawmakers are putting the pressure on Governor Eliot Spitzer to step down. Governor Spitzer remained largely out of the public eye yesterday amid allegations he was a frequent customer of a high-priced prostitution ring. Meanwhile, at the state capitol in Albany, Spitzer's political rivals say it's time for him to go. Here's New York State Assembly Republican leader James Todisco.
It's a dream that just won't go away, a bad dream. In fact, it's a nightmare that's become a reality. But we have to move on.
Some lawmakers have threatened to start impeachment proceedings against Spitzer if he does not resign from office. The New York governor was named in a federal indictment as one of several individuals alleged to have paid thousands of dollars for sex. While some media reports suggested that Lieutenant Governor David Patterson was poised and ready to assume the governor's office, Patterson says there are no current plans for a leadership transition. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has accepted the resignation of one of his top commanders. Admiral William Fallon oversees the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Fallon says he decided to leave after an article portrayed him as against the Bush administration's Iran policy. Here's NPR's Tom Bowman.
Fallon says the article in Esquire magazine left the wrong impression that there are differences between him and the Bush administration. The article quotes Fallon as saying he's in hot water for telling Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak that the U.S. has no plans to attack Iran. Fallon is later quoted as saying that the U.S. is mesmerized by Iran at a time when there are five or six pots boiling over in the region. In his resignation letter, Fallon denied what he called a disconnect between him and the White House over Iran. Gates agreed, but told reporters that Fallon's resignation was the right thing to do. Fallon has also given his unvarnished views on Iraq. He favors withdrawing more American troops and at a faster rate.
That was NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman reporting. Some startling health news now. According to a national study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, one in four young women in the U.S. has a sexually transmitted disease. The study says the rates for African-American women are even higher, with nearly half of teenagers aged 14 to 19 infected with one of the diseases monitored in the study. Around 800 women were tested for the human papillomavirus, known as HPV, chlamydia, genital herpes, and trichomoniasis, a common parasite. Among the infected women, the two most common diseases were HPV and chlamydia. Officials with the CDC say the findings underscore the need to increase screening, vaccination, and other prevention measures for STDs. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.